Today on The Verdict with Pastor John Monroe.
There is a huge industry in this country in sleeping pills, antidepressants, minor tranquilizers, all designed to help people cope. And in our passage, Paul not only gives us the challenge not to be anxious, even more importantly, he gives us the biblical solution. I've called this message Winning Over Worry.
Welcome to The Verdict, featuring the Bible teaching of Pastor John Monroe. We live in a troubled world, but followers of Christ are not meant to be worried and anxious. Today on The Verdict, we're continuing in our study of Philippians with a lesson about winning over worry. We'll discover how to experience God's supernatural peace that surpasses all understanding. Here's Pastor John Monroe with today's lesson.
We are told that anxiety disorder is the most common mental illness in the United States. We worry over our children, their education, aging parents, our health, our finances, a nuclear attack, someone assaulting us, an act of terrorism. This worry and anxiety isn't good for us. We're characterized by tension and stress, and this contributes to all kinds of health problems. I find it wonderful that the answer to this problem of worry and anxiety is found in Paul's letter to the Philippians, written 2,000 years ago. Last time we learned that we're to bring all of our cares to the Lord in prayer. We're not to be anxious. God is well able to take care of all of our problems, and God can be trusted.
Philippians 4 then, and our text is verses 6 and 7. Do not be anxious about anything. You got that? Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. There it is. First, there is a challenge. There's a challenge in verse 6, and then there's a promise in verse 7. First, the challenge. What is the challenge? Verse 6. We can summarize it in this way. Bring all of your cares to the Lord in prayer. Are you with me? Bring all of your cares, every single one of them, bring all of your cares to the Lord in prayer. Paul says here, do not be anxious about anything. Now I want you to keep your finger in Philippians chapter 4, but go back to Matthew chapter 6. And Jesus gives several reasons in this passage why we are not to be anxious. Let me mention five. First, in verses 25 and 26, Matthew 6, verses 25 and 26, your heavenly Father is watching over you. Reason number two Jesus gives as to why we're not to worry. Worrying produces absolutely nothing. Verse 27, and which of you by being anxious can add a single hour to his span of life? Reason number one, your heavenly Father is watching over you. Reason number two, not to worry. Worrying produces absolutely nothing. Verses 28 through 32, your heavenly Father knows all of your needs. Verse 28, and why are you anxious about nothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? Reason number four, why you're not to worry. Verse 33, your heavenly Father provides for those who seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Instead of being anxious, this is what you must do, says Jesus. Verse 33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things, the things that you worry about, will be added to you. God will take care of you. Your priority is not to worry. Don't be anxious, but make sure that God and his kingdom are first in your life. Reason number 5, verse 34. God gives you all of the strength, all of the wisdom, and all of the grace you need for today. He does not give you the strength, the wisdom, and grace that you need for tomorrow. That's verse 34. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow. Now go back to Philippians chapter 4. Here is the challenge. The command, don't be anxious. The challenge. Verse 6. Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. That's it. Bring all of your anxieties, all of your worries to the Lord. All of my worries, all of my cares, all of my anxieties are to be brought to the Lord in prayer. And says Paul, in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, as you pray, give thanks. Now, thanksgiving is a very important spiritual key in dealing with anxiety and worry. When we're worried, we don't feel very thankful, do we? People who are worried, people who are anxious, are generally not very thankful. No, we get bitter. We become self-pitying. We're complaining. We may be devastated by the difficulty of life. But Paul says, be thankful. The more thankful you are, the less you will worry. So your anxieties, your problems, your worries are not really yours. They belong to the Lord. Tell him all about them. If you've got a child, you want your child to come to you, and if that child is bothered about something at school, you count it a privilege, don't you? When your son or your daughter comes to you and says, Mom, Dad, there's something I'm worrying about, and I want to talk about it. And you're concerned as a parent when you realize that your child is going through some difficulty and isn't sharing it with you. Or if you have a friend and you realize they're going through a tough time, but for some reason they're not telling you about it, you think, why wouldn't they share this? And says, Paul, don't keep it to yourself. Bring it all to the Lord. He can carry all of the burdens. I mean, think of it this way. Think of a blade of grass. To a little worm, that blade of grass is like 10 feet, isn't it? To us, a blade of grass is minuscule. To us, when the problem is right in front of us, it seems insuperable. It seems like a mountain. Our perspective is lost. We see this worry, this anxiety that is right there in front of us. Ah, but from God's perspective, it's tiny. It's microscopic. Do you really think that that problem that you have is a big problem to God? Of course not. Here is the challenge. Be God-centered, not problem-centered. Bring all of your cares to the Lord in prayer. Now, why do you do that? Because the Lord can be trusted. Trust is a rare commodity, isn't it? We worry when we consider that there is no one we can trust to get us out of a situation. We often don't trust ourselves. We feel inadequate. And we don't trust anyone else. When that happens, we worry and we fret and we have anxiety. But this God can be trusted, absolutely trusted. He is all-powerful and he is all-loving. I've told this illustration before here, but I think it's relevant in this context. A few years back when Goody and I were on vacation down in Wilmington, walking along the beach, as Goody was sunning herself, I was walking or jogging along Wrightsville Beach, and I saw this little toddler, maybe 18 months or so, with his little hands in the hands of his mom and his dad, and they're leading him towards the ocean. I looked at his dad, and he was one of these guys who really can wear a swimsuit and look pretty good. Powerful guy, well built. Felt a little inferior as I kind of walked past him, but there it was. I looked at his mother, beautiful, loving, kind face. And here's the little fellow, one hand in the hand of his strong dad, the other hand in the hand of his loving mom. And I looked at the little fellow, and his lip is quivering. He's afraid because they're taking him to the sea. And he sees the waves and he hears the crashing of the ocean, and he doesn't like it one little bit. He doesn't want to go there. They're delighted to be leading the wee boy into the sea. And as I looked at him, I thought, you know, what are you scared about? You've got a father who's very strong, and you've got a mother who's very loving. Do you really think that they're going to lead you into danger? But you see, he wasn't looking at his loving mother. He didn't realize how strong his dad really was. He was looking at the waves in a new situation, the waves pounding, and he was, to him, these waves were very big, very foreboding. They wanted him to enjoy a new experience, a new adventure. But his eyes were on the sea rather than on his mom and dad. You presently facing deep waters, foreboding waves. Your life's very difficult, full of perilous and seemingly insuperable obstacles. The Lord is leading you into a new situation and you don't really like it, but here is a challenge. Don't focus on the waves. Don't focus on the problem. Focus on God, to whom you can bring all of your worries and all of your anxieties. Who is God? He's all powerful. He can move mountains in an instant. He can perform a miracle. No problem to him. Who is God? He's all loving. That's what Jesus is telling us in the Sermon on the Mount. Your heavenly Father, he watches over the birds. Think of the lilies, how beautiful they are. And do you think if God demonstrates his love in his creation, he's going to desert his own people whom he loves and whom his son died for on the cross? Of course not. He loves you with an eternal love. Therefore, cast all of your cares on him. He will never, ever allow the righteous to be shaken. Here's the challenge then. Bring all of your cares to the Lord in prayer. Now the promise, verse 7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. Now claim the promise. But make sure you meet the challenge. Exchange all of your worries for his peace. Jesus receives all of your cares, and you receive his peace. Now that's quite a deal, isn't it? To me, that's a very good deal. He gets all of my problems, and I receive the peace of God. Do you believe that promise, brother, sister? Will you claim it? Take all of your worries, all of your cares, all of your anxieties, cast them upon the Lord. Let them go. Stop holding on to them. Release your grip. Roll your frets and worries on the Lord. And in exchange, he will grant you his peace. In the midst of all of the storms and stresses and problems around you, you will then receive, here it is, the promise, claim it tonight, a supernatural peace, a divine peace. This is the peace that Jesus spoke of. John 14, verse 27, Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you." Now that's wonderful, but then he says, "My peace I give to you." Was there ever a man more at peace than our blessed Lord Jesus Christ? In the midst of the storm, peace. He says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you." You won't get this in the world. "Let not your hearts be troubled," he says, "neither let them be afraid." He gives us his peace. Paul says here, it's a peace which surpasses all understanding. Philippians 4, verse 7. It's humanly inexplicable. It surpasses human intelligence. It's beyond human comprehension. What is it? It's the tranquility and peace of God, the peace of God in your soul. I've seen that in operation. I've experienced it. I've experienced it in Goodney's life. I've experienced it and seen it in the lives of many people. The supernatural peace of God. that you can live without worry, without fear, without anxiety. God's peace is promised to you. Day by day, transfer all of your anxieties from your shoulders and place them on the shoulders of God. And God's peace, says Paul, will stand guard in your heart and soul, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And when Paul talks about the guarding here, he uses a military term which the Philippines would have been familiar with. The picture is of the detachment of soldiers standing guard over the city and protecting it from attack. The people are in the city and they're perhaps worried about the enemy, but they shouldn't be worried because you've got this top rate, A-plus military unit defending the city. People in the city now can relax. Everything is taken care of. The military are standing guard. And our hearts and our minds are attacked, aren't they? By these feverish worries, by these gnawing anxieties which nag at us. And we sometimes feel mentally exhausted. You may feel tonight at the very end of your tether. And we sometimes wonder if we can go on. But now, as we claim this promise, the peace of God will stand guard over our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. The soldiers are providing protection from all of the attacks of the enemy. In the same way, our all-powerful, all-loving, sovereign God is standing guard over our hearts, over our minds. He is more than adequate to deal with all of the stresses and strains and worries and anxieties in your life. This is winning over worry, not in our own strength, but in the supernatural help of God. This is so practical. Will you take God at his word, will you? Will you meet the challenge of verse 6 and will you claim the promise of verse 7? As a parent, you're worrying about your teens. Single person is fretting over some situation at work. Several of you are very anxious about your health. Several of you are worrying if you've got enough money to pay bills, if you're going to survive in today's terrible economy. Fears and worries. They come in a thousand forms, don't they? But none of us here are exempt. I've never met anyone who has never fretted or been stressed or worried or anxious to a greater or lesser extent. This promise is for me. I, for one, want to claim it tonight. Do you want to join me in claiming it, to believe God, to claim the promise, to have faith in God? He can be trusted. The challenge, bring all of your cares to the Lord in prayer. That's humility, isn't it? The little worries, the little frets, as well as the big ones. Bring them all to the Lord and exchange your worries for his peace. Now, before I sit down, there's something else I've got to say. And it is this: to make sure that you have exchanged your sin for his salvation. Paul here is talking about the peace of God, but he talks in Romans 5 verse 1 of peace with God. You see, this challenge and promise are for those who are in Christ Jesus. Did you notice that in verse 7? He's writing to believers. This promise of supernatural peace isn't for everyone. No, it's for those who are in Christ Jesus, to those who are saved by the grace of God. And if you're not in Christ Jesus, if you're not a true believer in Jesus Christ, your greatest problem is not that worry or anxiety that you have. Your biggest problem is your sin. And you should be anxious about that. Your sin against God is a very heavy load and a burden. And there's no way you can free yourself from that. You need Christ's salvation. And before you can experience the peace of God, you must first have peace with God. Therefore, says Paul, being justified by faith, Romans 5:1, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus came as the burden bearer, as the sin bearer. And at the cross, he took all of our sins, all of our burdens, paid the price for them with his own blood. Now, in exchange for all of our sin, we receive salvation and forgiveness. That's why it's of grace. We don't deserve it. It's all of his mercy and love. If you've never come to Christ, never come to the cross with your burden of sin, will you come and exchange your burden of sin for the salvation which comes from God? as you place your faith in Christ and believe in him. And if you are a believer in Jesus Christ and you have these burdens and cares and anxieties and worries that are weighing you down, they're robbing you of the joy of the Lord, don't you? Will you bring them to the Lord in prayer? Will you take the burdens that you have? And I know you have them. And will you take your cares and will you bring them to Jesus? Because burdens are lifted at Calvary. And ask God to exchange your worries and your anxieties for the peace of God. And ask God that that peace of God will guard your heart and your mind from these worries which attack you. And will you trust God that he will give you that peace which passes all understanding, and claim this promise of God's peace. Cast your care on Jesus today. Leave your worry and fear. Troubled soul, the Savior can see every heartache and tear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. I pray for my brothers and sisters as they stand here. We pray that we'll cast our cares on you, that we will roll our burdens on you, because burdens are lifted at Calvary. We thank you that Jesus is very near, that you're a God who loves us and cares for us. And may our hearts and our minds be flooded with your love and with your peace. Some are very, very anxious today about a health concern. They're devastated by it. Some have lost their jobs. Some have a personal issue in front of them, Father, which has been gnawing at them, and they see no way out. Some businessmen and businesswomen here are in difficult situations. Some have worried because they've made bad decisions, and now the consequences of these bad decisions are upon them, and they're worrying and they're fretting. Whatever it is, Father, we bring it to the Lord. We do that with thanksgiving, knowing that you are our Heavenly Father and that you watch over us. And we pray that we will seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, and that Jesus will give us his peace. We praise your great name for the cross and for this reality that we take all of our sin and receive salvation. We praise your great name for Christ, who is the great burden bearer. We pray in his name. Amen.
This is The Verdict with Pastor John Monroe and a message titled, Winning Over Worry. Before we get to John's closing remarks, we'd like to offer you a free copy of the powerful new booklet John has written called Deadly, Why Sin Still Matters. As John has talked about worry and anxiety, do you find yourself worrying about the mistakes you've made? With this booklet, we invite you to get a clear biblical explanation of sin, understand how different sins can impact our lives, why we all need a Savior, and how you can find peace with God. So reach out today and get your copy of John's essential booklet, Deadly, Why Sin Still Matters, by visiting our website at theverdict.org. And while you're there, don't forget to sign up for John's monthly email newsletter and be the first to know about everything coming up here at The Verdict. And if you'd like to help our radio ministry to reach more listeners with the good news of Jesus Christ, please consider giving a one-time or recurring donation of any amount to The Verdict. You can easily give a gift online today by going to our website at theverdict.org. Or if you prefer writing a check, you can easily mail it to us by writing to The Verdict, care of Calvary Church, 5801 Pineville Matthews Road, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28226. And before we close, make sure you've subscribed to The Verdict Podcast, featuring John's weekly podcast exclusive called Avizandum. You can listen on your favorite podcast app and through our website at theverdict.org. Now, here's Pastor John Monroe.
Well, what's your verdict? Do you believe that God is in control? Do you believe that he's all-powerful and well able to take care of you and your family and deal with any circumstances, no matter how big or how small? God doesn't want you to worry. God loves you and sent his son to die on the cross and provide a way of salvation so that you could find forgiveness and rest. Experience the supernatural peace of God.
Put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and trust Him in all circumstances and situations of life.
Thanks for joining us today on The Verdict. I'm Michelle Davies. Today's program with Pastor John Monroe was produced and sponsored by Calvary Church in Charlotte, North Carolina.